Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yesterday we started speaking about this loan given to South Africa that the World Bank, in fact, has given South Africa's energy transition plans a thumbs up. They've committed 9 billion rand. That's to the Komati station, the first power station in South Africa to be converted into a renewable station. And we wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Of course, we're a little bit cynical. South Africans generally are, and we have reason to be. But we wanted to get a little bit more information around it. Adrian Strydom is the CEO and the director of South African Oil and Gas Alliance. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, sir. Good to be with you and good, thank you.
Great. So let's just talk about this. You know, South Africans, as I mentioned earlier, we're a little bit skeptical because we think, part of us thinks, why don't they ever learn? But at the same time, this is obviously needed if we put our cynicism aside to become a little more efficient in terms of our energy sector. Give us an overview here.
Yes, I'm going to do my best to do that. So, in anybody's language, this is a lot of money. So, you are correct in saying that one has to be circumspectful about this. We need to make sure that this money goes in the right direction and addressing. We certainly need to address our energy needs. I mean, we really suffering. The economy is suffering. People are suffering as a result of load shedding. So we do need to dramatically intervene in the situation. So that there's no question about
right.
that. There's huge need to address the power outages in the country. It's costing us a lot in terms
right.
of the economy. Last count, someone said some 4 billion were wiped out from the GDP, you know, for each day the stage 6 continued. And that
right.
is enormous. So if you look at the funding, it seems like 90% of the funds will be used for decommissioning coal-fired power plants. So while investing in electricity infrastructure and renewable energy systems and the reskilling and upskilling of the labor force. So we cannot go too far wrong with reskilling, upskilling of the labor force on a considerable scale. So I think, you know, it is great to be able to enskill our people, but we have to still be careful. One area that I am concerned about, I'm not sure if renewables only will be sufficient to convert power stations
So does that mean that we need some kind of a hybrid?
Correct. And here, you know, the president's been silent, or I didn't read, about using our natural gas resources and natural gas.
Right.
Yeah, that would be an excellent way of ensuring energy sustainability and energy security in the country. We have to look at this in a systemic way. Also in terms of our skills. We need to look at it in a systemic way and develop skills across the board. It can't be focused on a very narrow area and people will be trapped in having to do.
And is that a concern of yours at the moment, that is the direction that we're going, is to say, right, everything about coal is bad, everything about renewable is good, off we go in that very narrow direction. Are we in danger of that?
I think one of my favorite sayings is that, you know, the energy transition is not an event. It's not something that's there the one day and the next day it's gone. It is a process, and we have to plan to negotiate this process of energy transition to net zero. We all want to get to net zero, but it is not going to happen overnight. So we're going to have to be careful how we do this to make sure that we keep the lights on. It's important for us to make sure that in this process that we don't lose. There are times when at this point, you know, the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. So for energy security, you need sustained energy. For industry to blossom, you need energy security. You need the power on all the time. Small business is suffering tremendously because they don't have the generation capacity in the emergency situation. So we have to be very, very cautious how we approach this. We can have the trillions of rands and the billions of dollars, but we can also misappropriate it. We need to make sure we get the best for the money that we have and the money that we're getting. I think that's the crux of the matter.
One of our listeners is asking how much natural gas we have in South Africa.
We have huge amounts of deposits. Obviously, you know, if you consider the Total energy play in the Southern Cape, there are huge deposits. If you consider the Mosselbay plant, the gas to liquids plant was built on about 1 trillion cubic feet sort of premise.
Right.
If you look at gas in the Karoo as an example, it's up to about 300 times that. If you look at the Southern Cape, there are multiple times the amount that was used in Mosselbay and the premise that Mosselbay was built on. So there are huge amounts of gas resources in the country that we need to give a chance.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure that we don't misuse and that we responsibly explore those resources in the interest of employment creation, in the interest of poverty alleviation, and in the interest of the people of South Africa. We deserve that. South Africa deserves that. We totally underexplored as a country. We don't even know the greater amount of what is there because we just haven't.
And we haven't bothered. It's because we haven't really bothered because we've had so much coal and we were so complacent.
That is correct. But the great thing about gas is that it's got a lot lower, its carbon footprint is a lot lower than that of coal. And the cost is a lot less than diesel, for example. And if we can have our own resources, we will be less dependent on external sources and imports. And that in itself is a benefit. So we certainly, have to look at developing our own gas resources. And I'm missing this in the plan going forward. And I have actually sort of alluded to what I'm saying here on a LinkedIn message to the president as well, indicating that we need to develop our indigenous gas resources that we've been blessed with.
Absolutely. Adrian Stratum, that's what we have time for. Very interesting conversation. CEO and Director of the African Oil and Gas Alliance. I'd love your reaction. It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.